You're now listening to The Freedman Show, where we discuss Black news, politics, and culture. And I'm your host, Jahadu. Hello, you all. This is Jahadu, coming with you all from The Freedman Show. And today, right now, I just wanted to talk about Fred Hampton. And this is a specific point I want to go over. A quote by Fred Hampton that always sticks with me, even through the struggle and what my people still going on today. You know, everything that I've been talking about, you know, the residual happenings as far as slavery, Jim Crow, redlining, the civil rights movement, mass incarceration, you know, all of this stuff that still haunts and harms the Black community today. You know, we, as much as we want to be mad at people, as much as we want to be mad and be riled up, you know, we need to remember this quote and remember what Fred Hampton said. This quote goes, "We've got to face the fact that some people say you fight fire best with fire, but we say you put fire out best with water. We say you don't fight racism with racism. We're gonna fight racism with solidarity." And what I believe Fred Hampton knew is that, you know, even though we as ADOS, American descendants of slaves, Blacks, even though we're being oppressed, there's a whole lot of other people who are being oppressed too, no matter what ethnicity they are, no matter what their background is, they are going through struggles too, you know, and we all need to unify in solidarity so we could combat those struggles. And by combat those struggles is not war, not fire, not by grenades, not by guns, not by none of those stuff, but coming together as one mind. You have all of these people having higher levels of thoughts, higher levels of consciousness. And if we could put that stream of consciousness on one accord and come together in solidarity to stop and combat oppression in policy, in politics, in our communities, then we can fight racism with solidarity. We can fight oppression with solidarity. You know, and that's what we need right now. You know, with my content, I know it could be misconstrued of how I feel, but how this quote is stated, that's how I feel. You know, I know not all people are bad. You know, and they could be of the same ethnic background of the people that's oppressing my people. You know, but I'm wise enough to know that everybody's not like that. But at the same time, a good majority of a group are. And, you know, like I've been talking about, that's a shame. But we have to be classy about this. We have to fight racism with solidarity. You know, solidarity is what the world needs to be based off of. It needs to be based off love. The world needs to be based off of love. You know, we need to all come together. You know, the reason why stuff can't happen like that, the reason why world peace seemingly can't happen, is because chaos makes more money than peace. The news, these news outlets, They don't care about telling you the truth. They want to tell you stories. They don't want to tell you truth when a lie is more entertaining. You know, that's what they want to do. They want to tell you the entertaining lie. They don't want to tell you what's really going on. But as for me and anybody who I'm going to allow in my space, we're going to talk about the real. We're going to talk about what's really going on. And we not gonna compromise. Most of those mainstream media outlets, they don't care about you knowing the truth. They care about your viewership. They care about their ratings. They care about the bills they have to pay. You know, but all this political propaganda, all this human social engineering that's going on to get us to go against each other or what have you, it's time for us to wake up, people. I see what's going on. It's human social engineering mixed with a little propaganda at its finest. Throw that in a pot. Look what you got. Chaos. It's time to come together in solidarity, people. We have to wake up and look around. We all human. We got hands. We got eyes. We got nose. We got feet. We got legs. You wake up and put your pants on. I do too. You wake up, go to the bathroom. I do too. You wake up and do all of these things, you know? So what if some of us are lighter than each other? So what if some of us darker than each other? So what? These are things that make us each unique. We are made in the image of our higher power, of our higher being. So what are we truly fighting for? What are we fighting for? It just makes no sense. I know America was founded off of these things, but it's 2019. It's time to wake up, you guys. I got two hands. You know what I'm saying? I got legs. What's the difference? I got eyes, I got nose. We just human beings, man. You know, and people need to wake up and realize that we got all of this stuff dividing us. All of this stuff. Why? For what? For money? For wealth? For all of this stuff that we can't take with us when we go? We gonna make other people's lives miserable because of the color of their skin, for the way that their hair grow, for their history, for their lineage. We gonna do that to each other? For what? What good is that gonna do? What you really gonna benefit from that? Nothing at the end of the day. You know, who's the man to gain the world and lose his soul? So you gonna live your life soulless, right? That's not what we here to do. We put here to love. We here to show love to each other. We could kill all of this stuff that's going on that's negative in the world with love. We got enough resources and everything to share with each other. That's love. We got enough energy that we can take and turn into positive and just turn it into love and come together in solidarity. That's what we really need to do. You know, we don't need people using racism to put, you know, again, ADOS black people at an economic disadvantage. And this is recurring. Just keep on recurring. It happened over and over again. When is it going to stop? When are we going to come together in solidarity? When are we going to wake up and realize that he's just human at the end of the day? We just human. That's it. We just men and women. We wake up every day. We sleep. We have dreams. We have families. We have struggles. We have all of these things that we going through. You know, the world focuses on more stuff that we don't have in common than we do have in common. We all want to live and survive. We all want to wake up in the morning. We all want to have money in our pocket. We all want to have money in our banks. We all want to be able to feed our family. We all serve a higher being. You know, no matter who that is, that's left up to you. That's your business. You know, we all have different type of sexual preferences or different genders or whatnot. So what? That don't mean that's cool. That's fine. What you do is your business. You shouldn't be under scrutiny for being black, gay, anything, whatever you want to say. Like anything that people are under scrutiny under, it shouldn't be that way. We were put here to have unique differences. We were put here to be happy and do what we want to do. If you want to live outside the norm and do things that make you happy personally, then you do that. You know, you shouldn't have to live your life being affected by other people upset because you of your uniqueness or what makes you you. If that don't align with their religion, that's their religion. But you should be able to live your life without feeling oppressed on any level. You should just be able to just be. Just be. All you want to do is be. All you want to do is just be you. And that's where we should be able to be. We should be able to be as one with ourselves, with nobody getting in the way of that. But people don't want it to be like that because, again, they benefit off chaos. All this chaos and frustration and confusion makes money. It makes good news. It makes real good news. It makes real good news. It makes real good propaganda. It makes real good drama. It makes real good everything that's not going to push us forward. You see, one thing that I've noticed, America has this big old dream. It has this great dream of people together coming together as one and fulfilling everything from their destiny, everything that they ever dreamed of, getting owning a house, graduating college, being educated, being able to support your family and having things to pass down from generation to generation. But we have all this toxic stuff holding us back. Racism, segregation, redlining, wealth gap. We have all of this stuff holding us back. You know, so what I think is that the American reality needs to be more effective of the American dream. Because for the most of us, the American dream is always just going to be a dream and not a reality. And that's not fair. Because if the American reality reflected the American dream, all that stuff that we was taught in school, all that indoctrination stuff that was taught in school, and we find out it is not the truth. If all of that stuff was real as far as the American dream and all of this stuff for everybody, think of how great of a country we would be. Just think about that for a second. It would be very great. So what I think America needs to do, America needs to look in the mirror and look at all the evil stuff that it's doing. Like, give ADOS reparations. You know, that's a big scar in American history. Enslave a group of people and put them through all of this stuff and still oppressing them. They're still building wealth in the country off their backs. You know, that's a sore thumb sticking out for America. Or we got people in Flint drinking all this toxic water, but we talking about going to other places doing other things. You know, I just read this post. There's the cops are killing more people. They kill more people than all the mass shootings in America. Like, come on, y'all. Where we at with it? Where we really at with it? So we gonna keep making money off of oppression, or are we gonna come together in solidarity and show love to each other? The emotion, the feeling of love is worth more than money. And you know it is. That feeling that you get when you feel somebody love you, or when you love somebody, when you love your family, love your girlfriend, your boyfriend, you know, whoever it is, that feeling, it can't be replaced. Like, if somebody told you, like, yo, look, I'll give you $1 billion. I'll give you all the money that you ever wanted, but you just can't feel the feeling of love anymore. You can't feel that feeling no more, but you can have all the money in the world that you want. Would you take that deal? I wouldn't take that deal. I wouldn't take that deal at all to not feel the feeling of love. So think of it like that. Don't sell your soul. Don't sell your soul for money. Have a soul. have a soul. But again, Fred Hampton said, we say you don't fight racism with racism. We're going to fight racism with solidarity. That's what we're going to do, people. And that's what we need to do. You know, but I just wanted to put this on y'all minds today. You know, this is Jahadu from The Freedmen Show. Please follow me on Instagram at The Freedmen Show on Instagram. And don't be afraid to leave me a voice message of how you feel about this topic, current state of America and the world in general. Like, we all need to come together. What are we truly fighting for? We have all the resources we need. We have everything that we need to come together as all groups of people and love each other. Come on, y'all. Come on. Come on now. I love everybody. I don't care if you're black, blue, purple, green, yellow, white, Asian. I don't care what you are. I don't care where you from. All I know, I judge people based off their character. Their character, because that's what really matters. If your character good, if your energy is good, I'm going to rock with you. That's how it should be. I don't care about your religion. I don't care about your sexual preference. I don't care about none of that stuff. All I care about is good people and good energy. And if you got that, we can be the coolest people in the world. We can be fine. So come on, y'all. Let's come together in solidarity. And let's really make America great. Let's really realize the American dream. And the American dream can't be realized if we caught in fascism. And if we caught racism. It can't be. The American dream is getting held back, people. You know? The American dream is getting held back. Like Gil Scott Heron said, you know, the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. And you know why he said the revolution will not be televised? Gil Scott Heron, may you rest in peace. He said that because the revolution isn't going to happen on TV. No, it's not going to happen on TV. It's not going to happen on Instagram. It's not going to happen on Facebook. It's not going to happen on Snapchat. It's not going to happen on none of these platforms that perpetuate propaganda to us. It's going to happen in our minds. Yes, it's going to happen in our minds. So just like the TV station, how you pick up the remote, change the TV station, we need to change our minds. Because this station of racism, this station of oppression, this station of all of these things, it's not working anymore. This is not a good episode. This is not a good episode. This is not a good show, you guys. This is not a good movie. You know, this season is all bad. It's all bad. All bad. And I know we could do better. So we got to do better. We got to come together in peace and solidarity. And we got to realize that the revolution will take place in our mind, in our bodies, in our souls, in our spirit. And once we're able to do that, we can project that energy out on the world. Oh, yes. Like a projection screen, like a protection, like a projection panel. All of that, we can pull it on the walls of the world. All together. All across the world. And that's what we need to do. This is Jahadu coming at you from The Freedmen Show. And I just want to put that on y'all hearts and y'all minds today. And I would have to say that I would like you all to have a good day, a good afternoon, or a good evening. And my brothers and sisters, no matter who you are around the world, no matter what color you are, race, gender, ethnicity, no matter what religion you are, I just want to tell you that I love you. And whatever you're going through right now, whatever hard time you're going through, anything that's going on in your life, whatever it may be that's keeping you down, just know that hard times don't last long. I love you. You all take care. This is Jahadu from The Freedmen Show.